again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. And clear my mind if I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, we greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for our little babies, and thank God for our young adult choir. Thank God for them. Being a Christian, I think we ought to do all we can while we can for the Lord. We ought to put all we got in it for Him. We notice these football players, basketball, they put everything they got in it, trying to win. But we already have won. We can double shout. See, already we can shout right now. We already have won. Jesus is your Lord. You have already won. You just stay in the race. You have already been fought, and the victory have already been won. Old folks said, we're going to shout now. God is good. God is good. Still on God, need nothing. 135th message, and he needs nothing. And listening at what I have to say, but stay with the subject. He needs nothing from you and me and nobody else. God not on the corner nowhere begging for nobody, but he got preachers telling you to get saved. But he not begging for nobody. He in a class all by himself. Nobody like him. We'll never fully understand God. Even when we go to heaven, we will never fully understand God. Bless his holy name. Look at John 10, 7 through the 11th verse again, if you will. Dealing with God and the devil. It's sticking with that. Folks don't know your enemy. You need to know your enemy. Some can fool you, but you need to know the devil himself. They dress up in Christian clothes, but inward they are raving wolves. You can't go by how folk look, but their behavior. That's his holy name. He said, and then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastors. No, I read that again. Read this 10th verse of who I'm dealing with. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. The way it reads is no good in him, no kind of way. We scold, you are out. And he steals, he kills, and he destroys. Now, who wants to follow somebody like that? But you'll be surprised. So many people love to follow him. But thank God he wasn't through talking. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. A life that can't nobody give but him. Abundant of life. You got life, but God got abundant of life that we can't have on our own. And then he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You can't beat that nowhere. Who don't want to follow Jesus? A shepherd that really loves us. And a shepherd who have proved his love when he died on the cross. He proved. He wasn't dying for himself. He was dying for us. Man. He had life and death in his own hands. He gave up his life to pay a price that we weren't able to pay for ourselves. And we ought to love ourselves some Jesus. I ain't said like him. I said we ought what? Love him. And I believe when you love him, I'm talking about love him. When you really love him, you will obey him to the best of your ability. But you got to do what? Love him. Just think about if the church loved Jesus like fans love football.
All right, all right.
Love Jesus like fans love basketball. Think about it. We go out the way for it.
Yeah.
Price going up higher and higher. Just to see folk wrestle and box and hit one another.
Yeah.
Run into one another, knock one another down. And hear Jesus wake us up every morning. When you get knocked down, he pick you up. And we don't want to love him. You got to. I found this out since I've been a preacher pastor. You got to love Jesus. You can't play love with him. You got to love him. He know if you love him, you ought to love him. He done something for you nobody else can ever do for you. Can't nobody save your soul from going to hell but Jesus. Nobody else can do it. Nobody else can do it. Nothing else can do it. Computer can't do it. You ought to text Jesus sometime. You ride down the highway, you'll see folks all the time. They got one hand right here, another hand somewhere. They're just looking, just about to run over somebody. But you ought to try to text Jesus. And I found out that These two gods that we've been reading about. I told you, God got me on it. You lack it if you want it, but God got me on it. I'm just... There's two gods in the world. And everybody in here, everybody in the world serving one of these two gods. Everybody. You can't serve both at the same time. You just only serve one. You can't serve both. Yeah. God ain't going to have it. He doesn't need us that bad. Yeah, he love us. And he don't prove that he love us. God Almighty. Everybody on this earth are obedient to one of these gods. Stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Everybody. Stop fooling yourself. You can't double dog God. You know, or two timing. Like he knows his work from the beginning to the end. You can't trick God. He fixed things already. Can I sit down a minute? God ain't nowhere got his head down worrying about nothing.
That's right.
I wonder what they're doing down there. He don't have to send the angel nowhere. The angel go where he want them to go.
That's right.
He's sitting on the throne. How can he do that? No accident. How can he do it? But I'll tell you this. He already fixed it before you got here. He the one brought you here. You didn't bring him here. And he know your life from the beginning to the end. It blow our mind. We'll never fully understand God. Nobody. Nothing. We'll never fully understand God. How he know everything before you got here. Can't fool him. I'm a trick God. How do you trick God? God Almighty. Only thing God does, he doesn't play tricks. He doesn't have to play no tricks. Because we got everything under control. Even the ants, the mosquito in his hand. He controls everything. He ain't nowhere worrying about nothing. God don't know what worry is. Oh boy. We ought to obey God. Than to obey man. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday telling you there are two gods on this earth. God and Satan. Everybody on this earth is fighting one of these two gods. Everybody. Only two gods. And everybody on this earth is fighting one of the two. You can't follow both at the same time.
Amen.
Why are we walking? Because we are going different ways. You can't go left and right at the same time. Let's stop fooling ourselves. God Almighty. The world needs to know this. We're playing Jesus too light. We think Jesus is something to play with. But I find out he's nothing to play with. Oh, boy. Paul, look at Luke for me right quick. 22, 31, and 32. Oh, boy. He's some God, boy. I tell you, huh? Y'all may call me crazy, but he's some God, I promise you.
And the Lord said,
yeah.
Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you,
Lord Almighty,
that he may sift you as wheat.
How does God know that? Who told him?
Come on.
Nobody have to tell God nothing. He already
already know what comes out your mouth and already what know in your mind. Right now, all of us in here, see, I'm trying to show you God. All of us in the world, God already know what everybody's thinking about right now.
Oh, boy. He knows what you're going to do when you leave here.
Let that blow our mind.
He knows what we're going to do tomorrow if we live. That's blow our mind.
And we try to put God in a little basket, think we can handle God. You can't handle God. I can't handle God. Man can't handle God.
You can talk, do this, twist that, but God's still going to stand and say, I'm God. Nobody, nothing is bigger than God. God Almighty. I'm not in a hurry.
It blow out of mind. When we said God got the whole world in his hand. We can't hold a chair in your hand by itself, but he got the whole world in his hand. So what I got in my hand, I can do what I want to with it. Not only have everything, but I know what in my hand, and I can have what I got in my hand and do what I want with it. Can't nobody touch me.
I'm trying to show you who God is.
When you find out really who God is, just humble yourself at his feet and saying, I can't do nothing without you.
Lord Almighty.
Satan know that, see. And Satan always wrestling with our mind. All the time. All the time. God tell you to do this, he's going to tell you to do that.
All the time the devil wrestling. That reason you need to know the word of God for yourself.
You meet folks sometimes. Sometimes it be the devil folks. They'll tell you about different things. But know for yourself.
Oh.
How in the world he know that? That the devil have want to sister him as wheat. Get all the goodness out of him.
Yeah. Get all the goodness out of him. Then it be a devil like him. See, get all the sift all the goodness out of him. Weigh him down. Let him go through the tests and trials and give up. He got everything in his hand. And he know the devil have a desire. If you ain't doing nothing, the devil will just pat you on the back to keep going. But those who standing up for Jesus, he want to stop them anytime he can. God Almighty. Ain't you glad God knows everything?
Right now.
God know everybody in here right now. He know everybody's mind in here right now. You can twist it like you want it, but he know it. He know who you mad with.
Right.
He know all that. God Almighty. He know everything. When you get that in your mind and in your spirit, boy, you start humming yourself. I can't trick God. I can't go somewhere where God is not.
All right.
He was there before you got there.
Right.
When you come, he'll meet you. God, I'm real for
but
God, I'm not.
I have prayed
Hallelujah.
For thee. That thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother.
Ain't you glad God praying for you?
If it wasn't for God, the devil would kill all of us.
You're right.
We're not here because we are careful. The devil want to kill you right now. But by his grace, God already prayed for you. The devil can't do what he wants to do. He had to get permission from God to do something.
Always remember that. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you won't be where you are, and I won't be where I am. He has to get permission.
All the devil know how to do is steal, kill, and destroy. He don't know nothing else.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
but thank God for the mercy of God. Thank God for the grace of God. That means God said men ought to always what? Pray. Don't you never leave home without what? Pray.
Mama.
Well, I mean, sometimes you need to meditate on always pray.
Yeah.
Always pray.
Always.
Oh, God listens at us all the time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes, do you hear me, God? You just talk right, that's all.
All right.
You just be real. He hears you when you are real.
Yes, sir.
I don't find out something. You ain't got to turn no flip. You ain't got to get on your head. You just get on your knees. Even if you can't get on your knees, you say, Lord, have mercy on me. Just that the simple few words right there. He hear that. Oh, my. I have prayed. Boy, I didn't know if I get through so many. You know, wait, watch this. Watch this. See, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Matter of fact, the devil came to me last night. Now, this all is talking, though. The devil come to me last night. I'm talking, this God and the devil talking, though. Came to me and said, get Jim in today. Let me have him. I bet you if you let me have him, I'll make him cuss you to your face. I said, go on and mess with him. Come out on him. Pray. See, if he turn the devil loose on him, he conditioned you.
All right. Hallelujah.
He give you double power.
Yes,
sir. Right. He let the Holy Ghost come and give you some extra power.
Yes.
Come from God to face my enemy today.
Yes, sir. Right. That's right.
And sometimes you're trying to trick him, but God already gave him wisdom how to handle the devil. When God, well, God get ahead. When God pray for you, can't nobody touch you. Now he allowed them to touch you. When he pray for you, it couldn't touch him. Boy, I don't pray for you, told Peter. I don't pray for you that your strength. And when you get straight yourself, right now you can't help nobody.
Yeah, all right.
But when you meet me, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a little touch of me. When you really meet me,
yes,
don't go right now because you're not able. But after a while, you're going to strengthen your brother.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to give you power to do it. When God give us Holy Ghost power, the devil got to bag up then.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm so glad I've been born again. I don't know what to do. You got to know who keep you. When God, you know, keep you, he give you boldness to stand and tell the world what thus saith the Lord. That's not boasting, that's not bragging, but I'm just being fair and honest. Not afraid to tell folks the truth, preachers. God ain't in no hurt for nothing. And nobody. The devil know it. See, the devil know it.
You're right.
Oh, read on, Paul.
That's it, Pastor.
That's it right there. But I ain't through right there, though. But look at 2 Corinthians for me. 2 Corinthians 11, 18 through 15. See, years ago, I used to hoon.
Yeah.
Stayed in revival sometime all this summer. Revival. Revival. 18 and 19 revivals a year. Revival. But I'm got to teach now.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
There ain't no hooning.
Thank you,
God. Come on now, come on. I'm up coming. I'm up top. Up top right now. See, when you... We're about to get happy, boy. When you talk about Jesus, you're on top already.
Amen.
I found out something since I've been a pastor. We get happy talking about Daniel and Lion, then we still in there. Daniel had power. Daniel had grace in God. But some of us still down there. I don't know how to get out.
That's right.
But when you go for his name's sake, he'll watch over you. He'll take care of you. Yeah. I don't be hard on preaching, but we got to talk about us. Because folk have confidence in us. And when they don't have confidence in you, because some of you, you're doing everything. You can't live any kind of way. And you got to tell them the truth. Oh, boy. Yeah. False apostles. They real. They here right now. In this world, in churches. Own churches. God of mine. Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Trying to act like. But not real. Put on a front. But not real. Do things behind folks' back, but not real. Trying to act like, but the real devil comes out. And when God get a hold of you, he'll bring it out too.
Yes, sir. Mama.
When you, boy. When you got Jesus. I said, when you got Jesus. Ain't nothing else can harm you except they get permission from him. Always remember that, saints. Yes, God can let us go through some tests and trials, but I dare you to stand still. That same God that told the lion, don't bother, boy. The same fire in the fire furnace. Told that fire, don't you burn that boy there. That's my boy. That's something right here. That same Red Sea that God still on right now. He speak to it. It never talk back. Only us talk back. He told it, Red Sea, spread yourself. And the Holy said, for what? They got to obey what he said. We serve the same identical God who spread the Red Sea.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Them old folks used to tell us sometime, his long arm hadn't got no... His power hadn't got no... We serve Moses God.
All right.
We serve Abraham God.
Right.
We serve Jacob Isaac God.
Yeah.
Then Jesus stepped on the scene.
Well,
we serve the same God Jesus said.
Yeah.
That's right.
And we ought to, Brother Lawyer, oh boy, we ought to go crazy for Jesus.
You're right.
For how good he is to us.
That's right.
Watch the devil. He had to watch. He's slick. You talking about slick? He is slick. He'll make you think you serving God. Give you permission in a sense. Well, you need to go every once in a while. You ought to pray sometime. Being a hypocrite. Just like God used people, the devil does the same thing. In religious. He got false preachers. He got false everything.
That's right.
Everything God got, he got it, but it's false.
That's right.
But God got the whole world in his hand. God Almighty. false everything. Act like anybody can put on a front for a while.
Well.
Anybody can dress up in holy clothes. Yeah, watch that kind. I don't make kind of holy. I'm not bragging. I ain't going off at nobody. Since I've been a pastor, walked the street and everywhere, and then church everywhere. But you see folks sometimes, the devil come out of them.
Yeah, right.
I don't talk to folks sometimes, their eyes red as fire. Mm. You see the devil even in them sometimes.
Yeah.
I know I'm right. And but they look at you, they can't stand you. But they can't touch you. Until God allowed them to touch you. And you gotta be willing to go through the fire furnace if you're gonna follow Jesus Christ.
Well.
Lord Almighty. We gonna follow. I'll be here all day.
And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
That's what you got to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, God, when we stay on this message, we don't talk about the devil enough. He takes over churches. Y'all didn't know that?
Yeah.
Jesus trying to let us know, don't be surprised. Oh. No marvel. Don't be surprised. Lord, he's dealing with the devil here now.
Right.
Mom, don't be surprised for Satan himself transform himself into an angel of light. Look like an angel. Act like an angel. But on the inside, he is a wolf. In other words, he put on front. A lot of folks put on fronts until God pulled their cover off them. That's when you ought to know the Bible for yourself, all you can. And you'll know how he talks sometimes. You'll know how he come at you sometimes. You'll know who's talking to you sometimes. He owns churches, some of them.
Amen.
I ain't hard on my preacher. I want to tell the truth. And the devil got them in the pulpit.
You're right. Amen.
They all over churches. Don't let nobody fool you.
You're right.
Anywhere the devil can mess up somebody, he gonna do it. Lead folks astray, he gonna try to do that. Transform himself at last. He light, but he dark on the inside. Put on a front. The thought, confusion, all that kind of stuff. You got to watch it. That'd be the church ought to pray. That'd be I have a problem. You ain't bragging now. On Saturday morning and Wednesday. You better pray in your church all the time, preachers.
Amen.
Got to pray. The devil, if you're talking about Jesus, the devil there somewhere.
Amen.
I ain't joking with you. Bless his holy name. Thank God for Jesus. We don't fall.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
God, oh man, just watch the word. But no. He said, don't even be kind of no, therefore. Therefore, it is no great thing. He got ministers?
Yes, sir.
Well, the Bible said it, didn't it?
Yes, sir.
Transform as ministers of what?
Righteousness.
I'm dealing with folk put on fronts.
All right.
Put on fronts.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think if you talk about I'm a child of God, he's going to hang around the church, ain't he?
That's right, sir.
It's so, I know, cut me off, preachers, but so many preachers ain't never been called a preacher's a turkey.
Amen.
No, I'm going to go to school, but you don't go to school to be no preacher.
All right.
They taking up preaching.
Yes, sir.
You don't take up preaching It's a calling.
Amen.
I promise you, it's a calling.
Well,
if you haven't heard God call you, you better walk out this pulpit. It's a calling. He ain't gonna call you while you sleep either.
All right, brother.
You gonna know if Jesus called you. Hold on, help nobody. Help me. Help. You've been called. I know I've been called. Anyway, you gotta help me.
Yes, sir.
He's been called. Oh, you've been called? Yes, I've been called.
Yes, sir.
And I wasn't asleep when I was called.
All right.
What God look like calling me in my sleep?
All right. Come on, Red.
I was on my job when he called me.
Yeah.
I was working
yeah.
for my family.
Yeah.
I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah.
I had to leave my job.
Yeah.
Folks thought I was crazy. I wasn't crazy. I just out my head.
Yeah.
I just wasn't my usual self no more.
Yeah.
I'm not boasting. I'm not talking about when you call, buddy, you call.
Jesus.
Ain't no praying around this thing.
Jesus.
I'm taking it up now. Just go, oh, I ain't no taking this up.
Yeah.
Right. The devil run you out of here.
All right.
See, when you ain't got Jesus, buddy, the devil run you out of pulpit. Or
yeah.
Have you left for himself.
Yeah.
The devil got folk planted everywhere, in churches and everywhere else. But never been called by God. Don't care nothing about folks' soul. All they want to go. And want to be bowed down to. That means I couldn't handle that verse. I cut it out because it looked like I'm sitting on a throne. All want to take Jesus' place no kind of way.
All right.
Don't worship me no kind of way.
All right.
God called me to preach. I'm going to preach.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell folks the truth if I got the wrong.
Yeah. All right. All right.
That's a poor man who can tell folks to go to hell. When you don't preach the gospel like God want to be preached, you tell the folks go to hell.
That's right.
And we feel like everything got a church steeple on, the devil got church steeples.
All right.
When that preacher don't tell you the truth, you got your devil.
Right.
I don't care who it is.
Amen.
I don't care how he try to act. It ain't no act, this thing. You can put on a big front. The devil know how to put on a big front.
Yeah.
But if he loves Jesus, he's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
right. If you don't care what come in that church, all kind of mess, you got your devil.
You're right.
That's right.
Glory.
Glory. He put on a front. Ain't you?
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Ain't you glad you ain't got to put on no front?
Brother.
That's right.
Why would I like put on a front to y'all trying to prove something to you? I'm just going to be walking, been called by God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I told you, if you don't want the truth, don't come in here. I'm telling you right now. What I know to tell them, but the truth. I don't want God to get me. I love your soul.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
sir. The devil. Folks don't talk about him enough. He everywhere. But he can't do nothing with God.
You're right.
Confuse folks.
Yeah.
Is all he want to do. Just confuse people. Playing church. God of mine. God preachers. God church. Have the most important job on this earth.
Amen.
Oh, that mercy. But we take it too lightly. God and Satan are not playing. Either one of them playing. Only thing, God ain't worrying about nothing. Because he got everything in his hand. God ain't nowhere sweating. God ain't no wrestling with nobody, wrestling with no devil. What do you look like wrestling with a devil? He ain't wrestling with nothing. God just sitting on his throne, and he got angels day and night saying, holy. Day, I said day and night. Holy. Holy. It ain't no easy ship and midnight ship. The same crowd. Holy. Holy.
Yeah.
They don't get tired of getting on water. They don't have to go to the bathroom. Just hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it. We are man will never fully understand God. Never. God blow man mind. The devil don't fully understand him. No, nobody know all about God. Nobody. Boy, but you know when he present.
Well,
you'll know. I said, you'll know that.
Yeah.
Preacher, don't y'all know that?
Yeah.
It's just something about God's spirit.
Right. That's right.
Oh, boy. It'll give you joy when you're sad and pick you up when you're down. Heal you when you're sick. It's just something about him. When he covered things, get quiet.
Mama.
It's something about him. And my brother and sister, it's a strange thing about man. When he hear about something is coming to destroy his body, a harmful to his body, he will do all that he can to protect his body. Am I telling the truth?
Yes,
you say anybody slow? I said, I'm telling the truth.
Yes,
all right now. And he won't go 2 feet to save his own soul. And they said, he won't go 2 feet to save his own soul. And my brother and sister, he'll do all that, he all that, but won't go 2 more feet to give his life to Jesus. That's sad, ain't it? When it comes down to the body, he'll do all he can to protect it. Y'all know it. Say amen.
Amen. You're right.
I ain't going over there, no. But when it comes down to our soul, we won't go 2 feet. If they give away some onions, we go all there. Then we go everywhere when to get some, always getting some. But when it comes down to your soul,
yes,
we won't go an inch to get our soul saved.
Right. Yeah. Mama.
I know I'm telling the truth. The devil know I'm telling the truth. And my brother and sister, the devil, everybody say
devil.
Because we're dealing with two gods on this earth. The devil want man to put more value on his body and the things of this world more than his own soul. Y'all got that? I said the devil put more value on his what? Body. More than his own what? Now watch what Jesus said. Matthew 16, 26 through the 28th verse. God Almighty.
For what is a man profited?
Watch it now.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Somebody tell me what? Can anybody come up with anything that more better to have something or get your soul saved? Somebody come up, tell me somebody what more important?
Nothing.
Wonder why nothing is more important than your soul. wonder, anybody tell me out there, wonder why ain't nothing more important than your soul. Why, sister? Huh? There you go, baby. He got to live where? Somewhere. See, he got to live somewhere. That soul can never stop existing. Had a funeral yesterday. That just was a body. The reason it was laying there because the soul was where? Gone. Man is a living what?
Soul. Yes, sir.
Living soul means never stop what?
Yeah.
The soul is the image of who?
God.
You can't destroy God. So we got God in us. That got to live somewhere for how long? Forever.
Yeah.
See, we took that house that soul lived in and put it back in the ground where it come from. The reason we had to do that because God called him out of the body. But one day when Jesus come back at his church, we're going to have boys according to the scripture saying, come up here also. And ain't nobody going to hear it but the real church. For yesterday, if it happened right now as I speak, and it can't happen as I speak, we'll have boys, those who've been born again, we'll have boys that say, come up here also. And all that once, everybody saved will be caught up. Right now as I speak, it ain't going to be long for that help.
Amen.
All right. Every saved person going to hear the boy, but folks not saved ain't going to hear the boy. Come up here to in that body and the soul going together. One be caught up in the rapture, don't have to go by the funeral home. Because when he said, come up here, sir, we'll have a glorified body. It'd be one dog when he said, come up here, sir. And all those who've been born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, don't get up. And the claws gonna be laying right here in this church. And all of us who have ever been born again will still be sitting here.
That's right.
Or wherever you may be at that time.
That's right.
And then what gonna happen wherever I'm there? What wrong?
Yes, sir.
What happened? Folks who've never been born again, they going to see pocketbooks and things laying around. Don't put a bees behind folks' necks. And I don't know what happened, but I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
Go in my pocket. You ain't going to buy much of mine, but go in my pocket. I know Rebel left some. You're right. Left some bills.
Rebel.
And guess what? Guess what? We'll be caught up. To meet the Lord. He ain't coming all the way down.
Thank you.
He's so glad to see us. He's going to meet us.
Yeah.
In the cloud.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Don't forget now, he don't lead them in the grave. They getting up too. God Almighty. The one got to give up the body. But all the things you have a glorified body. You can do away with your headache tablets. Your high blood medicine. If you're walking on a crutch, you don't need that no more. If you got rheumatism, you forget all of that stuff. We'll have a glorified body. A brand new body.
Thank you, Jesus. No more Esther.
No more Esther. The Bible says when we see him, then he said, y'all. Then he said, preacher, when we see him, we'll be like him. When Jesus got out that grave, he had a glorified body.
They thought they had Jesus
when they put him in the grave. But oh, that's Sunday morning. Him. Don't take him like that. See why Jesus was tackling me. He wanted me to keep this going. I promise y'all, when he choked me, hit me in the top of my head, and he told me, preach what I said, preach.
Yeah.
And not what folks want to hear.
Yeah.
Now see where he's trying to put me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't make him your enemy. Can't nothing help you. Can't nobody help you. If God against you, everything else against you. Because he owns everything. And saints, do all you can while you can. Don't let the devil deal with you. Do all you can while you can. Because all of us got to face him one day. Everybody got to face him. Don't let the Lord be your enemy. It said, I heard. Everybody say, I heard. I'm not lying when the poor people are heard. Lord have mercy. I heard. There's some seven-haired sisters in New Orleans. If you get in trouble, go to them. But I stopped to say, the seven-haired sister can't help you. When the law get against you, buddy. Can't nothing help you. Nothing helps you. God ain't nowhere begging for nothing. He come here because he love us so. God Almighty. He love us so. If anybody love you, Jesus would love you. And all, and everybody in this world ever been born in the world got to meet him one day. Everybody. Even when it first started, even Noah got to meet him. Adam got to meet him. Every knee got to bow. Think about it now. Bow now or bow later. Every knee, the Bible says, every knee got to bow, every knee got to confess. But when you've been born again and you know what God done for you, you don't mind bowing. You ain't got no problem bowing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I'm going to close when I said it. And I mean it from the depth of my heart. I won't be in this poor bit of line to save my life. Really? I don't yet want to see God. What crazy preacher said, what are you saying? Okay. When he called me home, I just bagged up to him. I don't want to see him. That's the way I feel about God. He's holy. He's righteous. Anything that good and right, I can't take it off of him. Just as long as, if he don't tell me to turn around, I'll stay with my back to him.
Right.
Watch this now. Long as I'm up there with him. I want y'all to get my point. Long as I'm up there with him, I won't need for nothing just like you if you were shaking his hand. Whatever you got, I get it. I'm up there where he is. I don't want to face God. God, nothing. Just let me get there. Just.
All right.
All I know, I ain't got to cry no more. All I know, I don't have to limp no more. All I know, I don't have to have no more false teeth and all that kind of stuff. All I don't have to take no more headache tablets. All I know, I'll be with him. I will be with him. Long as I know I'm with him. People got to know what Jesus come here for. He didn't come here because you were so great. Got to think about that. Some folks go proud, don't want to bow down to Jesus, give your life to him. You got to know what Jesus come here for. Without Jesus, you'll go to hell. I said, without Jesus, you will go to hell. We take it lightly. Folks think you're trying to job them and give my life. Yes, I want to give your life to him. You're not saved, you're going to wish you had him. If you die without Jesus, say it on you forever. Forever. Ain't no second chance. The devil bring that mess in. I'm false preaching. Oh, ain't no second chance. This your chance while you live right now. Ain't no second chance. This the only chance we have to get saved is right now. In your lifetime right now. Ain't no second chance. Don't let the devil mess you up. Why? Watch this now. Why don't folk that lawful get saved? Let's think in your mind. Why? Why? He give y'all the answer. Number one, if the devil not persuading you not, or you ashamed. The devil got power. He'll tell you, oh, don't play no thing. You got to overdo the devil. You know you ain't saved, you better get yourself saved. Because you know if you're not saved, you're going with him to the lake of fire forever. He know that. He's trying to get all the crowd. He's two gods in this world. God and the devil. He trying to get souls just like God trying to get souls. He got preachers just like God got preachers. He got deacons. He got trustees. He got choir members. All that in churches. All that in churches. Don't let nobody fool you. All that in churches. He let you hide. But you know you're not saved. Don't get shamed and get saved. Oh, boy. Because you got to die. You're getting out of here. You know you're going to leave him. But where are you going when you leave? Let us all stand. All right. We open the doors of the church. Anybody want to give their life to Christ? You can come now. The doors of the church is open. They've been open ever since Jesus got up out of the grave. Will there be one? Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. They'll be a part of this membership. You may come. But you don't have to leave out lost. Give your life to Christ. If you want to go to another church where you talk about Jesus, we'll send you right back to that other church. But just don't walk out here lost. You don't have to walk out here lost without Jesus as your personal Savior. Think about that. As your personal Savior. As your personal Savior. You're going to need Jesus. You see, sometimes when a sinner man, the devil gets to watch a lot of things. Watch the devil. He'll let some saints suffer. Just suffer. That's God's business. If you don't hear that, that's it. He won't. The son of man is sick, so see, they got to go through the same thing. He got to go through. Let them watch all that kind of stuff. Don't let them jive you. Let the devil jive in you. This body may ache. This body may do a lot of things. But when I die, I'm going to be with the Lord forever. And I have never no more pain. I have a glorified body. Don't let the devil jive you. He felt them too. He in this world too. He asking for souls, just like Jesus asking for souls. That's what you got to understand. That's what I have to understand. He in every church, he in everywhere, all over this world. All over this world, trying to get souls to go to hell with him. And God got real preaching everywhere. Telling folks, he come to save. Hallelujah. Don't walk out here alone. Thank you.